This is Dr. Baker from Hospital Colonoscopy Bureau. Phyllis Khalil, K-A-L-I-E-L, indicates procedure was anemia. Anemia worker switching and magazine on the cell. Dr. Nelson Bishop, blood pressure from cardiac procedure biopsy and colonoscopy with Hartford's polytechnic colonoscopy biopsy. Instrumental lymphocytes procedures for colonoscopy procedure and pancreas and blood pressure procedure. Discovery of all candy pass our friends, having a surgery to pass the blood on second example, your drone and gospel picture. Biopsy of small intestine was done to us. Serious was and tried to work of anemia subentrum. Value from nervous impulse, nervous impulse, ulcer, paroxysmosis. In the enteral prepulmonary area, I saw deeply charred, thick edges ulcer seen in the prepulmonary lower enterum area with visible with no visible vessel, no bleeding, white base, biopsy taken from the margins. Most likely this could be the cause of anemia. Unless we can find something in the colon, then a mild to moderate gastritis, retroversion, and size of ulcer for calicarcinosis for stabilization. Patient appeared to be about 2 to 3 centimeters, about 2 centimeter size Barrett's esophagus, just esophagus biopsy were taken for establishing diagnosis of Barrett's esophagus to see if there's dysplasia happening. It was such a move for nervous and upper GI bleeding. It was such a move for surface on procedure. The patient saw procedure well. Patient turned around, came out the side rectum, colon scope of pre-rectum, rectum, sigmatic and colon, left rectum, colon, prepared flesh, acidic colon, basal cecum. Dark in picture, coming out, I saw a flat polyp, about 8 millimeter size flat polyp, noted at the hepatic cleft, remove the hard force polyp, half force polypectin completely. patient has a few more liquid stools. Coming out, I saw in the sigmoid colon, distal sigmoid colon, area appeared to be mildly inflamed. Biopsy was taken slightly diagnostic to see if there's any colitis or this could be a prep-related inflammatory changes. It's could be a rectum. Rectum appeared to be mildly inflammation also, mild inflammation also. Biopsy was taken to establish to see the diagnosis of any proctitis or this could be prep-related inflammatory changes. As of in the rectum, we can handle anomalies. A resection did not see from nothing, so I have a small particular no complication. Finding number one, question starts in Barrett. Question Barrett, the topic of Bazard, starts in Barrett, sorry, Bazard, and like diagnosis. Number two, a wait for the stomach ulcer biopsy through any new plastic changes. No bleeding vessel noted, white base, deep cartar, prepyloric, enteral ulcer. Number five, cross number of damage durum. Number six, a colonoscopy of cecum, flat polyp noted, 8 millimeter size flat polyp noted in hepatic flexure, remove the hard force of polypectomy. Number eight, distal sigmoid colon, mild inflammatory changes, and eight, mild inflammatory changes in the rectum, proctitis. These proctitis in the rectum and the sigmoid question is if this is related to the PrEP or the patient may have underlying colitis, undiagnosed colitis. Recommendation. Await for the biopsy of the esophagus to see if this is Barrett's esophagus. If comes out to be negative for the Barrett's esophagus, then repeat now for 3 years. Otherwise, comes out positive for the Barrett's esophagus, there's no dysplasia, then repeat in 1 year. Number two would be await for the biopsy of the stomach ulcer. Even if biopsy comes out negative for any neoplastic changes, recommendation upper endoscopic ultrasound evaluation, upper US evaluation of the gastric ulcer to rule out there's any underlying malignancy. Number three, proton pump inhibitors, protonics, 40 milligram chloroethylene, and start patient with cataphate. Number four, if the upper endoscopic ultrasound comes out negative for any neoplastic changes, then I'll bring the patient back in about 6 to 8 weeks to follow up to see if there's a healing of the gastric ulcer happening. Number five, away from the polypathology. If the polypathology comes, depending on the polypathology, repeat colonoscopy in 3 years. If it comes out of the United, repeat colonoscopy in 3 years. Number seven would be away from the biopsy of the sigmoid and the rectum. If these biopsies comes out positive for the colitis, then start a patient acetol. Otherwise, all the patients have diarrhea, start a patient as the biopsy comes positive for colitis, all the diarrhea, start a patient acetol. 8 milligram three drops daily. Otherwise, if there's no diarrhea and no biopsy was negative for any colitis, then we're going to hold off any acetol unless she's starting diarrhea. If the patient starts having the diarrhea and biopsy comes positive for the colitis, and after acetol, patient is not improving the symptom, then the plexiglossigmatoscopy is recommended as a follow-up. Check the hemoglobin periodically, keep the iron steady, keep the hemoglobin metric more than 12 and 36, and iron supplementation is needed. If the patient hemoglobin does not appear to be improving on the iron supplementation, then recommendation of a video capsule enterography for rule out any small bowel disorder contributing to anemia. Otherwise, it seems like patient anemia could be coming from the pre-pyloric gastric ulcer. And a patient needs to be on a soft diet. The procedure was January 28, 2022. Please send a copy to Dr. Parmsetti and copy Dr. Nguyen, her primary care doctor. Patient operation complaint.